So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
In the Chicago Sun-Times on the 9th, there was a story about pickleball, which may seem like a petty little trivial topic in Chicago, but this story is being played out across the country. I've read stories about it, not just in the city, but in the city, in the Old Town neighborhood, from the Sun-Times. Pickleball is allowed at the park between noon and 2, and then again 6 to 8 p.m. every day but Sunday. No pickleball on Sundays. Chicago's Leslie Miller said a group of pickleball players, particularly older players, have been intimidating kids who play at the park. One woman called her 10-year-old son, who was trying to play pickleball, a bleep bleep, and told him to stop getting in their way. Another adult snatched a ball away from a child, said Miller, age 43, who started an online petition in February. They have to go, said Miller. More than 500 people have signed the petition. It's titled Save Chicago's Bowler Park from the Pickleball Takeover. But Lisa Davis, a pickleball player, used this same website to get her own petition going, titled Save Pickleball at Chicago's Bowler Park. That's got more than 500 signatures. Parents have, on multiple occasions, they say, been told, she said, parents have told their children on multiple occasions to go onto the courts and interrupt the games. We're harassed. One parent yelled and called one of our players a child abuser. This is crazy. Lisa, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
You're kind of chuckling there, which I'm glad, because it sounds like, if nothing else, you see how, A, important this is, but how silly this is too, right?
Well, it's silly in what they're accusing us of, because in all my times out there, I've never seen any of our players yell at a child, yell at a parent, or take a ball away from a child. She offered no proof of that except her own word, so take that at face value. I have seen with my own eyes the parents point to our court and direct the kids to go on the court when we're playing. We then have to stop, because of course we would. We don't want to hurt the children. We don't want them to get hit by a ball or trip or anything. So I have seen that.
Why would the parents do that? What would the point of that be, though? I mean, that would interrupt the game, but it's not like the kid can play kickball there. You guys are playing pickleball.
Correct. So what the kids will do is they'll run around, or they'll get on a little bike and ride their bike through the court, and we all have to stop play. Now, granted, this is a big park, and our pickleball area takes up less than one-third of the park. There are sidewalks that go through the park that the kids can ride and walk on, ride their bikes on and walk on. And on the other side of the park is a beautiful gymnasium of sorts, an outdoor gymnasium with swings, and the kids can have a great time over there. What is the fascination and draw to a cement slab that has divots on it and cracks? It probably isn't even safe for kids to be riding their bikes on or running on, but it's been lined for pickleball, and it's what we use. And those three courts mean so much to so many people in that neighborhood. In fact, today, an older gentleman in his 80s emailed me and said how much he loves playing pickleball there, the community that it's brought to him. It's taken away his loneliness. It really means a lot. And to me, that's being a good neighbor. That's being neighborly. It's sharing park space, which is public space that all of our tax dollars go to, and sharing that space with everyone for allowed and approved activities, including pickleball. And as you said in the beginning of this broadcast, we're only out there 12 to 2 and 6 to 8, 6 days a week. You know, there's very limited times. Now,
let me ask
others
you this,
come
Lisa,
out.
Hold on 1 second. Sure. What would that space be used for if the kids were on there? What would they
nothing.
Be
doing? I don't even think. Nothing. I lived in that neighborhood. I walked by that park every
there's
day.
No basketball
I never
hoops
saw kids.
There. There's no basketball
there,
hoops.
Well, there were. There were. But these parents got rid of them. And I was not part of that scandal. And I call it a scandal because people should be allowed to play basketball on a basketball court, right? That's what it's designated for. But what I've been told by people who live in that neighborhood is that the parents, this group of people, maybe they're not all parents, but this contingency didn't want that quote unquote element.
Yeah, I've seen that
in the neighborhood.
It becomes a hangout and there's a bunch of kids and it can get loud and raucous. And okay, but
well,
I'm also wondering,
you don't have proof that that's what was happening though at Ballard Park. They just wanted to get rid of the basketball. The thing is, they want it as their own private backyard. Okay, they want to have it to be for only kids, and it's not a kids only park, and it's not a private backyard. Move to Naperville, hire a real estate agent, buy a house with a backyard, and your kids will be happy and everyone's cool, right?
That's an interesting
public
point.
Park.
It is, Lisa, hold on. It is a shared space.
Sure.
And I think
it is.
Maybe that's the problem here, that they're not used to sharing it with adults, right? Like, we live in a city, we don't have big backyards. Could you guys please not encroach on the space that we should have for our children, not you adults that want, maybe you should move to Naperville for crying out loud. I wonder if that's,
I'm not picking a side,
Lisa. I'm not picking okay. a side here. I'm just wondering
right.
if that's their attitude about it.
That is their attitude about it, but it is not a children's park, and it's not a private park. It's a public park for all ages, races, and genders to enjoy. And it's a bigger park, so there is plenty of space for the kids to play. We are not taking a kids-only space. We're not even taking a space that kids really enjoy to play on. It's a cement slab with divots and cracks. What is the appeal to children? And if the kids are out there before we start playing, we yeah. don't play. We'll only start play when they're not on the court.
So I understand. I'm out of time, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Just two other quick questions.
Sure.
Is there any resolution to this? There's petitions. It sounds like they've done a sit down with the two sides, if you will. What's happening now?
They're going to. I think what they did is they want to see again. We did play 5 to 8 at night. Now it's 6 to 8 to see if maybe that one less hour helps. The solution is, share the park with everybody. Allow the pickleball players to be out there when we're allowed to. These parents shouldn't be manning the park. They shouldn't be supervising the park. It's not yeah. their park. It's everybody's park. And we welcome you to come out and play with us. You'll see what a great group we are. It builds community. That space is used by people in that neighborhood who really want to play pickleball there. It means a lot to them. It's good for their mental health. Come on out and join us sometime.
The picture in the paper mm-hmm. shows you and the other woman, Leslie Miller.
Yeah.
Side by side, sure. kind of smiling. Did you know she was going to be there? Did she know you were going to be there when they took that picture?
Yes, we knew each other. At least I knew she was going to be there. She wanted to bring kids, but I thought, no, that's going to set it up to make me look like
and
a bully, and I'm
the whole
not.
Thing going all over again.
You know?
All right.
Exactly.
Very interesting. And good luck to you, Lisa. I think these park spaces are precious and will feel even
they
more
are.
So when the weather gets warmer. I hope you all can resolve this.
We will. We're just going to be out there and play pickleball and be the good people that we are. And please come out and join us sometime. We'd love to have you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.